in to My Guides in the Desert. I'm Danielle Avari, here with your host, Matt Humans, Tim Murray. And joining us on the desk today, we have Vinny Maiulo. And this is your starting five. World Series Game 2, Rays and Dodgers going on tonight. The Dodgers won Game 1 last night. Final score 8-3. The closing total was 7.5, so that over did hit. For Game 2 tonight, Blake Snell pitching for the Rays and Tony Gonsolin for the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the favorite to win tonight. Vinny, what are the numbers at the South Point?
Right now, the Dodgers are a $1.32 favorite. So again, with Gonsolin going, a little pretty steady stream of Rays money. Looking for them to rebound in the eyes of the bettors right here. But like I always say, we're never at a shortage for Dodger dollars, and they will come before first pitch.
Do you think it's a possibility of wait and see, and if this continues to go down, Vinny, you could see some late Dodger money?
Definitely. I think anybody looking to bet the Dodgers based on the trend, whether you're a novice or a professional, you're going to wait to lay the lowest price.
Plus 125, the best price I see out there in the Rays. If Blake Snell showed up tonight with a great performance like I expect, Danielle, that would be like a gift box for underdog bettors.
Plus 125. All right, what about the series price, Vinny? How's the South Point looking on the series?
Right now, 420. And again, remember, it opened 2-1. It was pretty steady stream of Dodger money. Mm-hmm. But right now, 420. The take back, plus 335 if you think these Rays can
Matt,
can
thinking about doubling down on that Rays series bet?
No, I bet to play the Rays plus 185 in the series. Mm-hmm. I sort of expected them to lose game one.
Sure.
You know, Clayton Kershaw's going, and that's the game the Dodgers have to get. Now, the Rays have to get games two and three with Blake Snell and Charlie Morton going. Those are the games the Rays have to get to stay in this series. And I like the Rays tonight at this plus price. But like these guys said, if Dodgers money shows up late, I haven't bet it yet because I will try to grab a little bit better price with the Rays. But they have to win tonight with Blake Snell on the mound, and then in game three with Charlie Morton.
And you know, for the Rays last night, they didn't, because of the score, they didn't utilize their three flamethrowers out of the bullpen.
Sure.
So they still got
rested.
Castillo, Anderson, and Fairbanks all ready to go. So yeah, this is a crucial spot for the Rays tonight.
That's a great point that Tim made, because Kevin Cash criticized last night for not pulling what's his name?
Tyler Glasnow
earlier.
And hard to miss, big guy.
Yeah, he is 6'6", but he also the Dodgers tagged him too.
Well, he left Fleming out there, and he kind of knew at that point this game might be lost.
Right.
So let's hold on to our strength of the back end, and then you've got the off day tomorrow. So you could bring Fairbanks, Castillo, Anderson, depending on who goes in game two tonight, Vinny, back for game three.
Well, you can't take anything away from Kershaw, right?
And he was great.
He was terrific. And at the end of the day, the Rays, top of the order, top half of that order, had one hit in the first five hitters. So they're going to have to do better tonight against the Dodgers.
Rays lineup only had one walk, way too many strikeouts. Hopefully that Rays offense wakes up tonight. And you would think this is a type of game, Danielle, it's going to happen against Tony Gonsolin.
And you real quickly on the prop that was out there, Kershaw over under strikeouts, that hit set at 6.5, and he gets 8. I think half of his pitches that were swung at were missed. He 50% swing and miss rate last night for the Rays, which is not good.
And now over 200 postseason strikeouts. Only one other player that has done that. That's Justin Verlander. So good company he has there. What about the MVP of the World Series? Anybody emerging for you guys yet?
Well, the way Mookie Betts played last night, Vinny, he was the favorite going in, 8-1? And I think I saw in some shops he's down to plus 350 to win this MVP.
Yeah, it's tough not to have him as the favorite, right? The way he hits, the way he feels, he steals bases. He does it all, right? I mean, listen, Bellinger may give him a run for the money, but it's those two. They're at the top.
What about you for Matt?
Way too early to say. I mean, after one game, it's going to be the guys like Mookie Betts and Bellinger, but we have a long way to go.
And Matt was on Charlie Morton, who has yet to make his this World Series debut.
All right. Well, we do have a segment that I wanted to get through, but I think we just have a few seconds. So we'll start it and we'll finish it in the top of the second hour. It's called Would You Rather? If you absolutely had to bet, I'll just give you this one first. Would you rather bet yes on the Jets going winless or no? Vinny.
I book them, you bet them. How's that? It's going to be the Jets will not go winless is the favorite, obviously. They figure to pick up a win somewhere.
I'll say it's not as fun, but I'll say no.
No. Okay.
I'll say the Jets win a game.
Okay, so no?
No.
All right, well, we have more of my guys coming your way. Just stick with us. Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert. I'm Danielle Alvari here with your host, Matt Eumanns, Tim Murray, and on the desk with us today, what a treat, we have Vinny Maiulo. We also have a great first hour for you. We have Lee Sterling, college football handicapper. But first, Matt, talk to me about week 7.
All right, Danielle. I think you're going to be a game show host again today at some point, right?
That's the dream.
Okay.
That's,
yeah. We'll bring you back to do that. NFL week 7 starts Thursday night, kicks off with Eagles and Giants. Not a great matchup, but Vinny, it really doesn't matter if it's an NFL game isolated on the board. It's going to draw a big handle. What have you seen so far in Philly hosting, actually?
Philly hosting the Giants.
Yeah, we have a list on our sheet wrong. It says Eagles at Giants. It's Giants at Eagles.
Yep.
Go ahead.
You know, Matt, you brought up a good point, right? It doesn't matter the matchup. It's a standalone game, and it's Thursday night. It's going to draw the betting attention this game wouldn't draw as much on Sunday. We talked about this with the Jags and the Dolphins a few weeks back. It didn't look like a very attractive matchup, but it's certainly handled about 3 or 4 times more on the Thursday night in the Thursday night slot than it would say on the Sunday morning or the Sunday 1 o'clock Eastern times slot there. Eagles, we opened this game on Monday. Chris Andrews posted the numbers here at the South Point on Monday morning. 6, but then all of course a bunch of injuries became official for the Eagles. Right, we pretty much figured about Ertz, but there's no Miles Sanders, no Alshon Jeffrey now. Game got as low as 3.5, but now in the last 24 hours, they laid the 3.5, they laid the 4. Right now, the Eagles here at the South Point, 4.5 point favorites, and the total 45, which is exactly where it opened.
Lane Johnson will play, which is big. He has been in and out of the lineup, and the protection for Carson Wentz has been minimal at best this season. Having no Miles Sanders and Zach Ertz is certainly big. I believe Dallas Goedert is back. He's back off the IR, so some help there. Jalen Reagor might get an opportunity to play. But, no Miles Sanders, no Zach Ertz. This team just cannot stay healthy.
Eagles have been really beat up on the offensive side of the ball, and it really started over the summer when Zach Goedert got knocked out in a bar in South Dakota. It's been all downhill since, Vinny.
Did Randy McKay have any? Was he? Oh, he's in North Dakota.
He's in North Dakota. Right.
I just want to make sure. I don't want to get my Dakotas mixed up here.
All right, let's run through NFL Week 7. We will not have Brent Musburger on in this segment today, and John Murray of the Westgate's not going to make it either. And we will just run through the games on our own. So Philly at Circus Sports and South Point, a 4.5 point favorite on Thursday night. The total is 45 in the first game of the week. South Point has the Cleveland Browns, 3-point road favorites at Cincinnati, right, Vinny?
Yeah, that's down, Matt. Again, you know, you see the hook taken early in the week. We saw several, remember last week, we did see a lot of numbers at 3, 3.5, and early in the week, the 3.5 was taken. This was taken. Browns opened as 3.5 road favorites in Cincinnati right now here at the South Point, sitting at 3, the total 50.5. That's down a full point off the opener, the opening total of 51.5.
All right, the Circus Sports has got Browns minus 3.5 at even money. Baker Mayfield beat up by the Steelers defense last week. Joe Burrow off a near miss at Indianapolis. I think I would lean taking the 3.5 with the dog, if anything, but it's probably going to be a pass game for me. What about you,
Tim? Yeah, I was leaning Cincinnati. There's 3.5s available. Looks like you have to lay the $1.20 with Cincinnati if you're going to take the points. Remember, this is a rematch from week 2 when the Bengals got that backdoor cover at Cleveland. I had Cleveland in that spot. I would lean Cincinnati too. Haven't decided if I'll play this one yet, but I'm curious about this Cleveland team. What's the mindset after getting their brains beat in by the Steelers? I think, you know, Baker Mayfield said 4-2 feels like 0-6 right now. So I don't know. Had some curious things from Odell Beckham earlier today, what he said. I would lean Cincinnati in this spot.
Yeah.
Tim, you just don't forget the losses, do you?
Never forget the losses.
Backdoor loss with the Browns is
you knew it was happening. It was just right there.
As bookmakers always remember the losses more than the wins.
I think Matt still talks about Detroit in week one.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? All right, we got a pick'em situation here. Cowboys and the Washington football team. And, man, Mike McCarthy's got a lot to deal with right now in Dallas. Yeah. Players calling out the coaching staff. Players, by the way, who are performing poorly themselves. And Dallas really beat up on the offensive line, Vinny, going into this game against the football team.
Yeah, this is it's very curious, right? I mean, again, opened the game on Monday morning, so the Cowboys had to play on Monday night. 3.5 on the opener. The game is down to pick 'em. They look bad. Here's the thing that
was
I don't understand.
Was this bet down, Vinny? Sorry to interrupt. Was this bet down, or is this, did you adjust it after the game?
Adjustment down to 3.
Okay.
And then it took the 3. They took 2.5 and 2. So wow. Game, all the way down the ladder from 2 down to 1. But here's the thing about the Cowboys, what we haven't heard yet, and this is what I think makes it even more serious, right? Nothing about the captains. I mean, if there's this kind of discourse within the locker room, it's not always the coaches. At this point, you would expect the captains to get involved. I know one of them is on injured reserve, but that doesn't prevent him from being a leader. And they've got to get this thing right. It starts with the captains, in my opinion, and then the coaching staff after.
The offensive line, we know there's no Tyron Smith. There's no Lael Collins. Brandon Knight, their left tackle, who's not a very good left tackle, but he had knee surgery. He's out for this weekend. So really the strength of, and you see right there, Zach Martin is in protocol, the strength of Washington, and there are a few strengths of Washington, but it is the edge rushers, the ability to get to the quarterback, Chase Young, you know, being a monster there in his rookie season. So how much does that play into this game? I still think the talent at some point is going to rise up, and maybe this is just a stubbornness because I was in on the Cowboys on Monday night, but the fact that the Cowboys are a pick against Washington, talent-wise, they are a superior team when you look at what Washington has offensively, Matt. We know the Dallas Cowboys defense is terrible, but you have Kyle Allen throwing to Terry McLaurin and nobody else for Washington.
Yeah, it's very tempting to take the Cowboys in this spot.
They're 0-6 ATS.
They just have more guys who can make plays. Right. I know they are a disaster on the defensive side of the football right now. They have a lot of turmoil, but this is like a buy-low spot, Vinny. If you were just talking about Monday morning, it was 3.5.
3.5 on the opener.
Cowboys laying the points on the road. Now you get them in a pick'em spot. I like to sometimes, bet teams when nobody else wants anything to do with them.
You'd be betting with the house.
But I guess nobody really wants anything to do with Washington either. But
yeah, well, I was going to say, Vinny, who do you think come Sunday the public will bet? Will they bet Dallas? Or are they going to bet Washington?
I think, believe it or not, this game, which is a rivalry game, would always be one of the marquee games, may draw some of the smaller attention than it normally would when you look at some of these other matchups. So we won't see the normal handle on this because it's anybody's guess. But I think what you'll do is you'll see professionals, like to Matt's point, now taking advantage and going against the move, especially when it's more than 3 points off of the opener. I think they'll see if you get to where the Cowboys are dogs, you'll probably see some Cowboys.
It's not about the drop off from Dak to Dalton. It's about the Cowboys' offensive
line. Just the whole vibe.
It's about Zeke fumbling twice. Michael Gallup dropping a touchdown pass. Mike McCarthy sending out the kicker for a 58-yarder down 21-3. The defense blowing coverages.
Yeah.
Cowboys have so many problems. But, again, you know, it's kind of like last week's game, Tim, when I had people ask me during the who do you like in the NFL? And every time I would say the 49ers against Rams, I would go, I like the Rams. I don't want to bet the 49ers. In the NFL, a lot of times you have to bet the ugly side that nobody wants.
Here's what you want to look for. If you're interested in the Cowboys, here's what you're looking for this week. That players-only meeting.
Yeah.
That's what you want. That's what you want to see if you're interested in the Cowboys this week.
By the way, a couple weeks ago, this is a game that the Cowboys ultimately won. We said, we looked at what the Giants had done offensively, Vinny, right? They were inept. And then they played this Cowboys defense, and they had life. The Cowboys defense has now allowed 34 points or more in the last five games. The only game they did not allow that many points was a loss week one to the Rams. But I this offense for Washington is just completely
I go back to, you know, Monday night. That game turned out a lot worse than it should have because Zeke lost two fumbles that turned into 14 points for the Cardinals right away. Without that, maybe the game doesn't unravel on Dallas like it did. So I think you just have to look at all aspects of it. I'm leaning towards playing the Cowboys.
I think I am. I'm going to play the Cowboys.
We'll see what happens. But right now, it's a pick 'em. It looks like one book in town still has Dallas minus one, but the total is 46 in that one. And, Tim, you just talked about how many points the Cowboys' defense is giving up. The total is 46. I don't know if the the Washington football team can light up the scoreboard this week. That's going to be an interesting game for a lot of reasons, though. We're going to see if the Cowboys are going to circle the wagons or the wheels just completely fall off.
Because they're still first place, Vinny.
Listen, that's the other thing, right? This division is up for grabs for the opposite reasons of, let's say, the NFC West, which is the best division.
Right.
You've got the NFC least, and they're right there. They're right in it. Nobody's out of it. So, you know, rally. Right.
The Philadelphia Eagles, who play Thursday night, are 1-4-1, and the Cowboys are in first place at 2-4. All right. The Lions are on the road against the Atlanta Falcons. Talked about this angle so many times. When you make a coaching change, bet on that team. The Texans won right after the coaching change.
They did.
Falcons did. Now the Falcons home as 2.5-point favorites over the Lions. Total of 55.5. I don't know what to do with this game, but pass. Anyway, is that the... Have you had any movement on the number in Detroit, Atlanta?
I did. They took the three with the Lions. We opened at three. And again, three, the most key number, right? You figure like just under 15%. One of every seven games, the three comes into play in the NFL. So the key number, we saw it last week with threes and three and a halves, and we've seen it here so far. Again, we mentioned taking the 3.5 with the home Bengals. They took the three with the visiting Lions so far against the Falcons, 2.5 total. And this one's down to 56. It sounds funny, doesn't it?
Down
to 56. I suspect, though, there'll be some more over money by the public here. These two teams will score some points.
I want nothing to do with this game.
Yeah, it's a pass game for me. All right, let's move on to Panthers and Saints. Looks like Michael Thomas has a great shot to return and play for the Saints, who are 7.5-point favorites pretty much across the board, total of 51. And the Saints might actually have some fans at this game this week. They had talked about moving the game to Baton Rouge and play in Tiger Stadium on LSU's campus. That couldn't happen, I think, for about another month or so. But New Orleans has approved fans at the Superdome. And, Vinny, any movement in this number since the opener?
Yeah, home team getting the betting attention, Matt. 7 on the opener on Monday morning. 51 for the total, which is exactly where it sits here. This is another one. You may see some over money come in because the Saints are giving up about 30 points a game on average. Game's up to 7.5. So they did lay the 7 with the Saints at home against the Panthers in this one.
You saw something that we don't often see last Sunday, which was Teddy Bridgewater turning the ball over. I mean, his MO is he may not make the spectacular plays. He's not going to make bad plays. He threw two picks last weekend. If I had to play this one, I'm leaning Panthers, grabbing the points on the road. It's a pretty juicy number for a Panthers team that has been pretty solid against the number so far this year.
It's going to be one of your top plays this week, Panthers?
I'm all focused on the dumpster dive of Dallas right now. That's where I'm...
Oh, it's an intriguing game. I think the Cowboys game is fascinating this week after what happened Monday night. But anyway, the Saints have been pretty shaky, Vinny, early in the season. But I always say don't overreact to what happens. The first couple months, a lot of people like to overreact. But what matters most, you want to be playing your best football and start to peak as a team. And that's why I think Sean Payton's not concerned. You want to peak as a team in late November, December, going into the postseason. And you shouldn't be that concerned, I don't think, with the way the Saints have played the first 6 weeks or so.
Well, we know they've given up points, but we know they can score points, too. And it looks like if Michael Thomas comes back, they can put some things behind him. And because they're going to have to, right? I mean, now they've got to keep pace with the Buccaneers and that defense and the way that they looked last week. So this one, though, again, you'll see some support here. I think you'll see more support for the Saints. By the way, the Saints will get being
teasers.
The majority of teasers and money line parlays all week, right through kickoff, right up to kickoff.
You think the Saints will be on like 90% of the teaser tickets, you say?
Yeah, at least.
Mm-hmm. All right, VSIN Vinny's favorite team since his childhood, the New York Jets, 13-point home dogs to the Buffalo Bills. Vinny, any hope?
Huh? Joe Flacco ain't Broadway Joe. I can tell you that right now. He's like Queens Boulevard Joe. I talked to my buddy Gary Kane and a lot of the guys back in Brooklyn last week, and they're just the Jets were taking the court to get the season tickets back this year because they were saying, "Now listen, don't worry about it. We'll just carry it over." They said, "No, don't do us any favors." So here you have the Bills up to 13.
Uh-huh.
The Bills, 13, opened 11.
Okay.
So even after Monday night, where the Bills lost their second game in a row to the Chiefs, but 13 now, and this is as much a play against the Jets. You talk about a game that's going to be teased down, and certainly the Bills will be one of those as well. So right now, they laid the 11, they laid 12, up to 13 total on this one, sitting at 45, down from 46.5.
Tim, you going to take the points with Broadway Joe Flacco?
Nope.
Okay.
Absolutely not. You going to play this one?
I think I'll pass. Well, there's some ugly games on this week's card. We will get to some of the better games later in this hour with VSIN Vinny and Tim Murray. Quick break. We come back. The Raiders have a potential problem with COVID. We will talk about that and the rest of the Week 7 schedule when we come back on My Guys in the Desert.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and new customers receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Use promo code VSIN when you sign up and start betting with the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's that easy. Download the app, use code VSIN, and get up to $1,000 as a sign-up bonus. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit the DraftKings Sportsbook for full details. Welcome back to My Guys in the Desert. I'm Danielle Avari here with Matt Eumanns, Tim Murray, and Vinny Maiulo.
All right, back to the NFL here at the South Point Sportsbook. We're looking at the opening numbers and where some of these numbers have moved in week 7. And we're going to see some movement in a game we're going to talk about coming up. Let's throw up these yes-no props from the draft, from DraftKings Sportsbook. Will these AFC teams make or miss the playoffs? Yes-no. Browns favored to make the playoffs. Yes, minus 180. Colts, yes, minus 125. Patriots now, no, minus 120. And Raiders, no, minus 139. Some negative news about the Raiders coming out today. We'll talk about in a second here. But, Vinny, how about this shift in the perception of the Patriots after they lose at home to the Broncos last week? And they got a banged-up offensive line. Cam Newton doesn't look good, doesn't have many weapons around him. The Patriots now, no, minus 120. To make the playoffs.
How about this? Going into the season, we put the prop up. They were, the yes was 175.
Mm-hmm.
The no was plus 155 on the Patriots.
You were saying yes is minus 175. Yeah,
yeah. The yes was the favorite, minus 175, yeah.
Tim, do you agree with this? Do you think the no should be the favorite now in the Patriots playoff prop?
I do.
Yeah.
However, working in the Patriots' favor, they do get to play the Jets twice. And including the final game of the season, so that's a positive for the Patriots faithful out there. But yeah, I think at this point 2-3, what we saw last week. Not to overreact, Vinny, just one game, but they looked awful last week.
They did. So you hope that they get it out of their system. Very competitive division outside of the Jets, right? Let's face it, the Dolphins, who are now going to break in
Tua
Tagovailoa, and then the Bills have shown themselves to be human, right? Losing two in a row to quality opponents, so. And there's an expanded, there's an extra team for the playoffs as well. So I'm not so sure that the Noakes should be favored here by this much.
Real quickly, 49ers Patriots this weekend, Vinny. What have we seen? What have you guys seen there on this game?
This game, Patriots 3 at home. Patriots got as low as 1.5. In fact, 1.5 a little while ago, just went back to 2. So Patriots 2 here. Down the ladder from 3. They took 3, took 2.5, and now bouncing back and forth between 1.5 and 2.
That
Patriots
could be a
favorite.
Teaser spot, too. 49ers up to 8.
I think you'll see more teasers on the Niners this week, especially after their game last week.
Right. Well, if you're going to tease that game, you're definitely going to tease the Niners up. You don't tease the Patriots in that situation as 2.5-point favorites. The Raiders were blown out by the Jets on the road last year. Vinny, and the Raiders have to play the Jets on the road again this year, December 6th. If the Raiders don't have an offensive line, the Jets might have a pretty good chance in that game.
We could take bets on Jets will get their first win against.
Maybe it'll be the Raiders.
Could be the Raiders.
Trent Brown has some COVID-19 issues. John Gruden said today, quote, the Raiders had to send 5 starting linemen home because they were around Trent. Trent Brown will reportedly go on the COVID-19 list. Gruden's quote continues, hopefully we'll get some players back tomorrow for Sunday. That does not sound very optimistic for the Raiders and their offensive line issues coming out of the bye. And, Vinny, we've seen a little bit of movement on Sunday night football.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay at Las Vegas.
Yeah, we did see it, Matt. Right now the game is on hold because right before that news, they did lay the 3. Buccaneers came in on Monday morning as 3-point favorites. They laid the 3. And at 3.5, a little while later, it came across about the COVID concerns for the Raiders. So the game is off the board right now until we get a better handle on it. That's pretty much been the standard procedure we've operated under with this the COVID situation this season.
How about other books in town? Have you noticed on the screen? Because I still see the number up at most books around town on the screen. Is the South Point the only or the first one to take?
No, I think you'll see others, Matt. Sometimes on the screen too, it shows up what the last number was, and it doesn't necessarily come off because it's still loaded in the system. But as far as we could tell, most folks have it off right now.
You would think that most books would take this down. Yeah, with the COVID issue, Vinny at the Westgate, I see now Buccaneers -4.
Yeah, well, could very well be. Yeah. If they've left it up, they're going to continue to lay it.
I don't know, Tim. Can I take back that Raiders pick I put in Point Spread Weekly that came out a couple hours ago? Can I take back that Raiders +3? Is it too late?
That's not the first time that's happened for you, is it, Matt?
I think it's happened to a lot of bettors.
Just reach out to all the subscribers and say, just kidding.
Matt, can we get your article, please, as quickly as possible? See who's got COVID.
It's hard to bet these games early in the week, isn't it?
Difficult. I mean, again, what you're seeing early on, professionals getting more involved early. But they're playing numbers, especially the key numbers of 3, 7, and 10.
All right, quick break. My guys in the desert. This is VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSIN is now available on Roku and Amazon Fire TV. We've partnered with the Racetrack Network to deliver VSIN on your connected TV for only $4 a month. Visit RTN.tv to learn more and download the VSIN Roku or Amazon Fire TV app. While you're there, check out everything the Racetrack Network has to offer. Go to RTN.tv to sign up and get the VSIN app on your Roku or Amazon Fire TV today. That's RTN.tv. Welcome back to My Guys in the Desert. I'm Danielle Avari, here with your hosts, Matt Eumanns, Tim Murray, and Vinny Maiulo.
All right, welcome back to South Point Book. Vinny, we were talking about two of the more intriguing games on the card this week. It's 49ers at Patriots. Mm-hmm. That's an afternoon game, by the way, on Sunday.
Yeah.
And Sunday night is Buccaneers Raiders. How do you handle that on parlay cards?
That's a great
473, 474 on the rotation. Yeah.
So, Matt, it's a bit of a challenge, right? So, parlay cards, they get you format them on, let's say, Wednesday. They come out on Thursday, right? So if that game, when we formatted it, It once it comes out, is a hold on those numbers. You have to lock them out on the cards. Now, let's say it happens a day later. So the cards come out on Thursday, right? But this news came in on Friday, and you're holding up on it on Friday. Any wagers that took place prior to the holdup, if you will, or the timeout, those wagers are going to be honored. But it's a challenge with the, because you always have injuries, right? But now with the COVID situation that we've seen, and parlay cards being printed in, if they're outsourced, which ours are because of certain paper that we like to use here, other options are to print your cards and update them by day. Maybe redo them on Friday if you do them in-house Friday or Saturday. But it is a bit of a challenge. But if you get the bet at the time that you make it, those will be honored.
All right. Again, Paul Gutierrez of ESPN.com reported that today that John Gruden said the Raiders had to send five starting offensive linemen home because they were around Trent Brown, who will reportedly go on the COVID-19 list. Gruden's quote, "Hopefully we'll get some players back tomorrow for Sunday." Tim, doesn't sound real optimistic.
No, and it's not like Tampa Bay was getting after Aaron Rodgers all they were. So
the Tampa Bay defense is pretty impressive.
But he's not Derek Carr. Come on.
That's true. He is not Derek Carr. They have different names, Vinny.
Again, South Point has taken that game off the board. It was Bucks minus 3.5 at Raiders. It was actually 3.
Yep. You like the Raiders in this spot, right? No. I'm not trying to be.
I did. Yes, I did. Now I don't.
If they had a healthy offensive line,
they apparently don't have an offensive line. So it's
plenty
tough
of time, boys. Plenty of time.
It's tough to like the Raiders as I sit here right now. But it's the Westgate's bumped this up to Buccaneers minus 4.
Yeah.
52. That's Sunday Night Football in Las Vegas. Vinny, let's run through the rest of the games on the Week 7 card. We haven't had a chance to hit on yet. Packers off that beatdown they suffered at Tampa Bay, laying 3.5. Is that right, at Houston?
Yeah, 3.5. No movement on this game just yet, man. I suspect we'll see some Packer money here again. But the Texans with that comeback last week against the Titans. So kind of a wait-and-see approach for this game. One of the few games that has not moved at all off the opening price of 3.5. The total, though, on its way up to 57.
That's the highest total on the board,
it
right?
It is, yep. And it was 56, so they're betting it over already.
Tim, do you play the Packers off the loss on the road for the second week in a row?
That line is a little fishy. That short for Houston, every Joe is going to be on the Packers in this spot thinking, oh, bounce back opportunity. They're definitely, I don't know. Seems a little too good to be true there, Vinny. That it's just staying there at 3.5.
Well, may see the public bet at the Packers, and if
like
pros
the
get involved, they'll,
I like the dog.
They'll
I like
wait.
The dog there,
they're,
too.
They're telling you they're waiting for the four.
I lean home dog a little bit in that game and also this game. Cardinals catching 3.5. Some spots 3, Vinny. It's Seahawks at Cardinals.
At the Cardinals and the Seahawks. Are the favorites here. 3.5 is another one that has not moved off the opener. Another 56, so back-to-back games, 3.5 road favorites, and the total 56. The other one we mentioned moved up. This one has not yet. This game stands pat. Seahawks, 3.5 in Arizona, and a total 56.
You know, something that Matt has talked about on this show, and I think it's really interesting, is, you know, Monday night, Cardinals played really well, granted, against a disheveled Cowboys team, but I thought the defense, Vance Joseph's squad, really came together. Was tons of pressure all over the, you know, they're even though Kyler Murray statistically just 9 of 24, but still was able to hit a couple big strikes. And you've got Seattle coming off a bye. I think a lot of people are going to assume that, okay, Seattle's going to be well rested. They're going to be. I kind of lean towards Arizona in this spot, coming off of a really nice performance on Monday night.
Yeah, Cardinals played 3 consecutive road games, by the way.
Yeah.
And now they're back home. I think the bye sometimes is a negative thing for a hot team. Like I said, a hot team gets cooled off by a bye. Seahawks laying 3.5 on the road. I kind of like the home dogs there, Texans and Cardinals. I'm not going to play the Broncos here. Chiefs are laying 9 or 9.5, Vinny.
Yeah.
At Denver, what's the South Point got?
9.5, Matt. And again, they laid the 9, especially after what we saw on Monday night. You may see this thing tip to 10. And again, the Chiefs, what'll help that is the Chiefs will be teased. You'll see teasers actually in both on both sides of this game, especially if it gets to 10. So Chiefs sitting at 9.5 right now. And you saw a different wrinkle out of the Chiefs on Monday night with the running game and more of a ball control. So pretty, credit them for versatility and what they did against the Bills in Buffalo on Monday night, but 9.5 heading north. Total 46. We know the Broncos don't score a lot. This total's down a couple of points off the opener.
All right, let's call this game of the week. Steelers at Titans, 5-0 teams. Vinny, where do you have the line and the total?
Switch of favorites here. Steelers open as 1.5-point favorites, and now we've got the home team, the Titans. Boy, were they dancing between the raindrops. So they're a 1-point favorite right now, 50.5 for the total. This total is down a couple of points off of the opener of 52.5. So right now, Titans 1 off the Steelers being 1.5 on the opener and 50.5 down
was,
2 points.
Was the money coming in today? Because I was on the Lombardi line earlier today, Vinny, and it was Pittsburgh minus 1.5. I walk out of studio and the boards lighten up, and it goes Tennessee to minus 1.
Yep, it was all this morning. Today. Yeah, this is money that was bet today.
Not too long ago, you could have had Titans +2 in plus this two. Game.
Yeah, on Sunday night, Matt. Yeah, right?
Actually, Monday afternoon. Places with that, too.
Yeah.
Titans now 1-point favorites pretty much across the board. Last two games, this is an afternoon game. Jaguars at Chargers. And Vinny also, Bears at Rams on Monday Night Football.
Yep, Chargers down to 8. They were 8.5 on the opener, so they took the points with the Jags here at your own risk. Chargers now 8-point favorites. 49, no movement on the total. And on Monday night, the Rams up to 6 and climbing. This will be a fun game, I think. The Bears, a surprise to everybody. 5.5 on the opener were the Rams, now 6. Total coming down to 45, well, 46.
Tim, one of my point spread weekly picks, Rams minus 5.5. It's time for this Bears team to just get beat down. Frauds.
Couple of
5-1 frauds. Give me a break.
First place what? Bears. Put respect on that name.
Wow.
Man.
First place Bears. All going right. into week 7.
Lee Sterling joins us next. Red hot college football handicapper.
The Big Ten back in action this weekend. Get ready for all big games with BetRivers Sportsbook. Take advantage of the big return special. Make your first deposit of $50 and get $100 in free bets. If you're already a member, you can enjoy all of our daily special bets exclusively on BetRivers mobile app. As always, get great customer service and only one-time playthrough at BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. First-time depositors and new users only. Must be 21 or older. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. In Colorado, call 1-800-522-4700. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House. Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert. I'm Danielle Avari here with your hosts, Matt Eumanns, Tim Murray, and Vinny Maiulo.
All right, I know, Vinny, you're a college football historian. You remember slinging Sammy Ball way back in the day. How about a quarterback out of Texas State, a gunslinger for the Bobcats by the name of Lee Sterling? Did you ever see him play?
I've seen him play, and I made some money on him, too, so I'm happy to say that. My grandfather got slinging Sammy Ball. I got Lee Sterling.
Were there numbers on Texas State games back then?
Matt, there's numbers on everything all the time. What are you kidding? I'll get you numbers on the old from the old Coliseum in Rome if you want them.
Follow Lee Sterling on Twitter at Paramount Sports, and old Texas State quarterback, college football handicapper, on with us now. Lee, did you ever get Heisman votes?
No, my highlight, believe it or not, I was a starting punter. The highlight was a fake punt in the quarterfinal game for the playoffs, where I went about 45 yards. So that was my highlight. I was the backup quarterback, had a total of 7 passes.
All right. Completed 6 of those for 5 touchdowns.
4.
Oh, okay. At Paramount Sports, you've been hot on college football. I don't know if this is your college football only record or just all sports, but I saw 43-20 for you. Is that college football only?
No, it's college football, NFL, and actually UFC, MMA. I've been doing UFC since the pandemic started. One of the gentlemen works for me. He's a former fighter, And we were doing great until this past weekend when we went 0-3. So actually, the UFC has kind of dragged me down a little bit.
Big weekend for the UFC coming up, and we'll try to talk about that here on My Guys in the Desert next couple of days. Really good fights this weekend. Yep. Big Ten's back, Lee. Michigan, Minnesota, really intriguing game. We're going to get the first look at Joe Milton, the new Michigan quarterback. And the Gophers off an 11-win season. They've got Tanner Morgan back at quarterback. Rashad Bateman opts back in. But P.J. Fleck is a home dog here. Michigan -3 at Minnesota.
Yeah, and time to prepare. P.J. Fleck is really good. 2-0 straight up and against his spread in his two bowl games. Harbaugh, how about this? 0-4 straight up and against the spread in his four bowl games, only 2-3 against the spread in openers. I mean, it looks now like that Jim Harbaugh has become an offensive dinosaur in college football, Mr. Row Your Boat, more creative offensive mind. I watched every game and that Joe Milton has played in the college football, watched every single play. I think he's a really good runner, but I think his passing leaves a lot to be desired. Wildly inaccurate, and also has some trouble reading defenses. So I'm going to take Minnesota, which is 12-4 against the spread as a home dog. I think the wrong team's favored. I think they win this game something like 27-24.
I'm on the Minnesota Gophers, too. So is Tim Murray. But, yep. Tim, we are a little bit concerned about the COVID rumors with right. the Gophers, right? You told me about that.
Yeah, yesterday, Lee, I was looking around. I know P.J. Fleck has been pretty coy. He said, we do have some COVID issues, but certainly not willing to say who has been affected by it. Mm-hmm. So that has been a little worrisome about backing the Gophers here. But I do like Minnesota in this spot.
Yeah.
Lee, I want to talk to you a little bit about a game in the Big 12. You know, everybody's there are some outlets that still have Oklahoma favored, even though they're 2-3 overall. I'm just curious because there's a game this week with two undefeated teams that are going to have something to say about the Big 12 title in Iowa State and Oklahoma State in Stillwater. Oklahoma State, Cowboys 3.5, no movement on the opener, total 52 here. Your thoughts on this matchup?
So I like Iowa State here. More experienced quarterback in Brock Purdy. A lot of NFL teams are looking at him. I think he could be a second to fourth round pick. Oklahoma State, the better statistical defense, number 6 in the country. But if you look at their defense, it's designed for 3 and 4 wide receiver spread offenses of the Big 12. Iowa State's offenses uses a lot of 12 and 13 personnel. People don't know what that is. It's one running back and 2 tight ends or 1 running back and 3 tight ends. And how about this? Their top 3 tight ends are 6'6", 6'6", and 6'7". All the safeties for Oklahoma State are 6 feet or less. Who do you want in a big game here? Matt Campbell or Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy? I'm taking Campbell here in a landslide, and Iowa State, a really good road dog, 10-5 against the spread. Wrong team's favorite. I like Iowa State 30-27.
Those tight ends sound like Matt Eumanns.
Tim Murray. Tim Murray, 6'7", didn't he?
On the roster. I gave out Iowa State at point spread weekly. That's a play I was staring at there north of a field goal. This is an intriguing game in the AAC, Lee, as we talked to Lee Sterling, college football handicapper, at Paramount Sports on Twitter. We've got Cincinnati and SMU. I was curious about last week, Tulsa and Cincinnati. That game gets postponed due to COVID reasons. SMU high-flying type of offense. So right now, I believe this open Cincinnati laying a point. Now it has flipped SMU laying 2 at home. This is a later night game. Lee should start around 9 o'clock Eastern. Who do you like, SMU against Cincinnati in this spot?
Okay, so I like the quarterback, Bouchel, but I will say this. I think SMU's overrated. They're going to get to a point, and someone's going to blow their doors out. And they haven't played any decent defenses. They played my Texas State Bobcats, North Texas, Stephen F. Austin, the worst defense in the country, and Memphis and Tulane, which is average at best. Anytime they come up against someone with athletes, they have trouble here. The Cincinnati defense allowing just 12 points per game. They're past the number 3 in yards allowed. They really come at you with some different blitzes that can create some real problems for a decent team. And remember, SMU has already lost their top running back and top receiver to injury here. Cincinnati had 3 weeks to prepare for this game here. The only question is Desmond Ridder, the quarterback for Cincinnati. There's some games where he looks great and some games I'm telling you, he can't complete a screen pass. That's the only thing that scares me, but I think Cincinnati's the right side, something like 34-30.
Let's go back to Friday night. We got a couple Friday night games, including a Big Ten game, but one that catches my eye, you've got Lafayette coming off of a loss to Coastal Carolina. They're going on the road to take on UAB. This opened UAB minus two, has now moved to UAB minus one, so some Lafayette money coming in. You like the Cajuns or the Blazers at home here?
I actually like the Blazers at home. I mean, they're a solid team. They don't beat themselves. Their offensive line only allowed three sacks during this 4-1 start here. The only loss was to Miami, who's turned out to be a pretty darn good team. UAB, I think they're going to run the football here. And even if their running back Brown already has almost 475 yards in rushing. They returned, I think, every starting lineman from last year did UAB. And even if they are forced into some passing situations, and they won't be many third and seven or longer, the Louisiana Lafayette defense is allowing almost 70% completion percentage. So, I mean, there's a roadmap to beating Louisiana Lafayette, and just watch the game film and what Coastal Carolina did. And I think UAB's offense is as good and their defense is better here than Coastal Carolina. Also, UAB 14-5 run as a favorite. Love Bill Clark. I think he's one of the top coaches. I like UAB at home 28-24.
All right, Tim, you backed Temple last week, right?
I did, yes. That did not go well.
Vinny, the South Point took a pretty big bet on Temple. I think it was a big money line play on Temple, right?
It was a big money line bet.
60,000
to win 10,000?
Wow. 10,000, yeah.
60,000 to win 10,000. Temple snuck out, I believe, a two-point win, right?
39-37.
All right,
no sweat.
Lee, what about Temple at Memphis here with the Tigers laying 13.5?
Okay, if you watch the game, South Florida's lucky to score 37 points. I mean, they only put up 301 yards of total offense. They were helped by two long kickoff returns almost to midfield and two interceptions. So they had some short fields here. Memphis, they are riding high, finally beating Central Florida. They feel they're over the top here. But before the season, Kenneth Gainwell, he opted out. Who knows, probably for the draft, not for COVID. And after this game last week, Coxie, their top receiver, he opted out for the rest of the season. Temple won last year 30-28. Anthony Russo had a good game in that game, 24-37, two touchdowns. Temple, great as a road dog, 21-12, 30-13 the last 7 years as an underdog. And Memphis, dead last in college football, and usually bad defensing, usually catches up with you here. So I think Memphis will win the game something like 36-30, but 13.5 points, I think it's too much.
All right, last Saturday, Vinny, Georgia-Alabama, the most bet college football game of the season for a lot of spots. We've heard that from BetMGM, DraftKings. Was that true at the South Point as well?
Yeah, it was. In fact, it was as good as any NFL game last week.
What's going to be the highest handle game on the Saturday card this week?
Well, I think you got to look at where they're positioned too, Matt. So I think you'll see the Big Ten games.
Michigan, Minnesota.
Probably Michigan and Minnesota will get. Again, it's 4:30 Pacific start, always helps that.
Yeah, I thought that would be the case. It's good to see some late night games on the rotation this week too, Lee. We got three kickoffs after 7 p.m. Pacific. One of them is Texas State BYU. Got less than a minute on this one, but BYU, let's call it a 28.5 point favorite. Total has dropped from 61.5 to 60. Yeah. Anything you see in Texas State BYU for the get out gamblers who might want to play the late night game Saturday?
I really don't have much. I mean, maybe a slight lean to BYU. Texas State's starting to get worn down a little bit. They're switching between quarterbacks. That's not a good thing. But something to look at, maybe not for this week, but for next week, is a team. FAU, a good friend of mine, his son plays on the team and follow them. I don't think they're that good at all. I think they might be a team, if they fare well this week in their game against Marshall, to fade next week. So just like to look ahead. Sometimes it's not the game this week. It's a team to look at next week.
Florida Atlantic. Lee lives in Miami, by the way, which is why he keeps such close track of that team. Lee, thanks a lot. Appreciate the time. At Paramount.
Okay, thanks, guys. Good.
At Paramount Sports on Twitter. Lee Sterling. What's up, Vinny?
Just to give you an update. Dodger money. We talked about Dodger dollars. $1.35. Coming in Dodgers and over now.
Right,
over
more World Series talk in the second hour here on My Guys in the Desert. We'll be right back.